This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Bob from Puyallup is. Bob, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bob has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Finish the cereal slogan. I'm cuckoo for what?
Cocoa Puffs.
Correct. Who played Mia in the 90s film Pulp Fiction?
Oh, I can't come up with it. Uma Thurman.
Yes. What sport was featured on the first curved USA coin in 2014?
The first what?
Sport.
Baseball?
Yes. Ball. The largest bowling alley in the world is located in what country?
United States.
No.
Germany.
No.
Russia.
No. Now known as Meta, Facebook was originally named what?
Facebook.
No.
Pass.
The most well-known breed of hairless cat is what?
Pass.
Elton John's song Candle in the Wind was originally written for who?
Elton John.
No.
Don't know. Pass.
Augusta is the capital of what U.S. state?
I don't know. Purple show. Purple show.
Bob, you got 3 correct.
That's the same number of letters in his name.
Look at
wow.
You.
Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for
I was
that,
doing
Karen.
The math.
I'm proud of you for getting that right. Steve, I don't think you should feel much pressure.
Oh, really? Man, Sarah.
Could I get 3 in a row?
Yeah, you know.
What a good Monday.
I would bet my left leg on it.
Wow.
Now, don't disappoint me, Steve, okay?
Danny. We have a machete in the other room.
We
do have one.
Steve, are you
and
ready?
It's pretty sharp.
Yeah.
It is. We actually do. Why? Finish the cereal slogan. I'm cuckoo for what?
I have no idea.
Stop.
Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. Who played Mia in the 90s film Pulp Fiction?
Uma Thurman.
Correct. What sport is featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Which sport?
Yes.
2014. Baseball?
Yes. The largest bowling alley in the world is located in what country?
America.
No.
Oh. France.
No.
Italy.
No. Now known as Meta, Facebook was originally named what?
The Facebook.
Yes. The most well-known breed of hairless cat is what?
Oh, man. I think I'm going to pronounce it right. Sphinx.
Correct. Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Elton John's song Candle in the Wind was originally written to honor who?
Oh, it wasn't Princess Diana. because he did it before, and it was Marilyn Monroe.
It was. Mm-hmm. Augusta is the capital for what U.S. state?
Georgia.
No.
Oh. Florida?
No.
Augusta, Nebraska?
No. The shortest bone in the human body is located where?
In the finger?
No.
Oh. The foot?
No.
The face?
No. I don't like how you said finger.
The finger?
The finger. Steve, you got 6 correct, which is double Bob score, 6-3. Sorry.
That's a bummer.
It is a bummer. You'll get them next time, though.
Right.
It's on how you look at it. I don't think it's a bummer at all.
The largest bowling alley, this is just a random fun fact, is located in, does anyone know? Japan. Can you guess how many lanes they have?
Oof, I'm going to go 100.
Yeah.
116.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That just sounds like a cluster F.
Oh, for sure. Augusta is the capital of what U.S. state?
Maine.
Yeah, Danny. Yes.
Me too.
Yeah. I looked up Maine one time because I was really wanting some like clam chowder.
Are you going to go to Maine to get clam chowder?
I thought about it.
It's a long flight.
It's a long ways away. Does anyone know the shortest bone in the human body, where it's located?
Is it in the ear?
Sure is. Good job, Taryn.
Yeah.
Well, congrats, Steve, on beating Bob.
Over the weekend, something happened in my house that made me realize that I might need a lock on my bedroom door.
Oh. Oh, really?
Yeah, really, Steve.
Oh, no, it didn't happen.
It did. So this leads us to having a simple question to ask the Rockaholics. Call in now as we have a very simple question to ask you. 206-803-ROCK, and we promise it is the simplest of questions. But you have to call now so we can ask. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Billy Idol.
The Daily Mix Show.
I've come to the realization after an incident over the weekend that we may need to have a bedroom door lock.
It happened. I don't know about you, but I'm like 5 years going. We're still okay.
Oh my God.
We haven't had to have this happen.
So we had been out dancing. We got back to the house, sent the babysitter home. Things start getting a little hot and heavy. And the...
You know, in some thumbnails I've clicked on, they don't send the babysitter home.
Oh, God. The door flies open, and there's Barrett coming up. Can I sleep in your bed?
No!
No. And Brad told him, Daddy was just giving Mommy a massage.
I was wondering what the excuse was going to be, because somebody texted in, and they shared a story of the time that they walked in on their parents, and the parents said, we were just hugging. But he's like, Dad doesn't like the hug. He's not in a hugging position at that moment.
Oh,
so
it was horrifying. It was horrifying.
Did you get a vibe that Barrett was like, I know you guys weren't, this wasn't a massage thing? Or did he just kind of be like, oh, okay?
Honestly, no. I think he was very, like, naive about everything that was going on. But it was completely humiliating. The most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me, I'm pretty sure.
That is amazing.
And it leads us to want to ask a simple question. We're going to ask that simple question to Kayla at JBLM. Kayla, have you ever walked in on your parents getting it on, or have your kids ever walked in on you?
My child walked in on me.
How old was your child at the time?
She's 7 now, but I think she was about 5.
Apparently, that's the year.
Well, that's around the time where I think kids can now get up, get out of bed, open their own door, and kind of do their own thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was middle of the day, though.
Oh, a little afternoon delight.
Husband was home on a lunch break. She was staying home from school sick. Yeah, we tried to make it quick, but I guess not quick enough.
Where'd you go, Mommy?
Wait, was that her in the background?
She wanted her water bottle opened.
Of course.
Just bust through the door. Mommy, Daddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad we're in the same place now, Kayla. It's so embarrassing.
It's funny, when we were getting, like, we were moving into our new home, we had the opportunity to make some additions or changes to our house. And one of the things I was like, you know, it'd be cool if we got one of those, like, those fancy ass barn door things that people have.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that'd be cool having, like, a barn door for our bedroom. And the lady that was helping us set everything up with the house, like, absolutely, you should not do that. I'm like, why? That seems like that would be really cool. She's like, there's not really a good way to lock that door. and then looked at me and my wife, and I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's smart. Yeah, we do have a kid. Good call.
So do you have a lock on your bedroom door?
We do. We have never used it.
Yeah.
And thankfully, yet, we haven't had an instance like that, but that is a fear. I've walked in on my parents.
No!
Yes. That
How
was awful.
Old were you?
I don't remember, to be honest with you. It had to have been, I would say, hovering around like the 10 to 12-year-old. I mean, I was a kid. I know that. But I will never forget that moment of just walking in, and they weren't lying next to each other. One was on top of the other. And I just remember opening the door, and my dad just going, close the door and go back to bed. Mind you, it's like 8 in the morning. I'm like, I'm not going back to bed. It's time to wake up. I want breakfast. So I just went downstairs. They never spoke of it.
Like, of course not.
But you would think that would be the opportunity. Like, okay, now it's time to have that birds and the bees talk. Like, here we are. This would be a good... Now looking back on it as an adult. But no, it was never spoken of. Like, they came down eventually. It was awkward, but nothing was said.
Just move on with your life, Steve.
Pretty much.
We know that you are a massive music fan, but could you name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion at the Dune Peninsula in Tacoma on July 24th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So give us a call if there's something you would like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us. The number is 206-803-ROCK. And earlier, we were talking about, over the weekend, my son Barrett barged in on Brad and I having some adult time. Which was mortifying.
I still can't believe that happened. And it cracks me up. And I hope to God... it never happens. I'm almost to the point where, like, we shouldn't just have sex ever.
Oh, my God.
Just to avoid that potentially happening.
Well, then just say what Brad said, which is, Daddy was just giving Mommy a massage. That's all.
It was an acupressure massage.
206-803-ROCK. Billy from Anderson Island, you got caught with some sex, yeah?
Caught with some sex.
No, it was a friend of mine's parents. His mom told me that when their son was, like, 4 or 5, they were doing the thing in the bedroom, and the son was wearing his little cowboy hat and his little gun holster and jumped on his dad's back and started screaming, "Ryder, Daddy!"
Oh,
no, he didn't. There's no way.
Yeah, the mom was like, "Oh, I can't believe I'm telling this story to you people." But the son doesn't remember it, but it was the mom and dad really remember it very well.
Well, to be fair, they probably thought they were just playing horsey.
Cowboys. Yeah.
Oh, okay. They probably heard someone yelling, "Ride something."
Yeah.
And was like, well, this seems like the golden opportunity to put on my cowboy hat and grab my lasso and pretend to play with them.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny from Gig Harbor, you also have a story on this topic.
Good morning, guys. Are we having fun yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we are.
I'm- I know I am. Okay, this is back 20-something years ago. My daughter was 22 at the time, the one that made me the concert blanket.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had an apartment and was buying a home. Well, the home didn't close in time, so she had to move here for 2 months. And one day, Mom and I were feeling frisky. She wasn't home. And we're in the bedroom. I'm on my knees at the foot of the bed, preheating Mom's oven. And all of a sudden, the door flies open, and there's Shannon.
Now we know why she made the blanket. She wanted to cover your head.
Check this out, Steve. So Mom kind of hid away. Me, I'm loud and proud. I come out when time's up. And she literally said this. So I see we had a hankering for some beaver.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you got to crack jokes at that point.
Absolutely.
She's old enough. She understands what's going on.
I mean, is it more traumatizing when you're 22 or when you're a kid?
22.
I don't know. I almost feel like at least you can joke about it when you get older. I don't know. I don't want to experience, unfortunately, I won't be able to. And also, fortunately, I won't be able to for different reasons. But yeah, that's just,
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics.
Just for keeping with the theme. Someone texted, Steve, you need to tell the story of your grandma. Have you ever heard the story?
I feel like I have heard the story, but I need a refresher.
What do you think the story is about?
I can't remember, but I feel like you saw something.
No, she saw something.
She saw something. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes.
She saw your something.
She saw my something. I was a teenager, and like most teenagers, you kind of find, you start exploring yourself. I didn't have a lock on my door, and no one ever would come into my room. Like, it was just like, that was just like, you just don't do in our house. Like, you knock, like most people. Well, Grandma decided just to open it up and say goodnight, Steven, and I'll never forget that visual. Because it was just this poor, old, young, not young, small lady just looking at me, and I'm making eye contact, and I'm just like, yeah, Grandma, yeah, good night. And I'm trying to get the sheets over. She went, the next day wouldn't speak to me. She didn't speak to anybody. She sat in the corner in our, like, in our living room. We had like this little love seat, which maybe you shouldn't call it a love seat in this story, doing her rosary beads the entire day. It was like one of the weirdest things. Like, she was so
rattled.
And rattled, repulsed. Like, just, yeah, like she needed to have a moment with Jesus for like 24 hours.
Oh, boy.
It was crazy.
I knew you guys were a close family.
Oh, God. I wish I was never that close, though.
I learned recently that my son loves one member of this show. But as far as the other two, not so much.
Oh, great.
You're going to hear what happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last week, I loaded Barrett up with his wallet, and we went to his favorite store in the world to make it rain.
The dollar store.
The dollar store.
We went this weekend.
It's the best, because they can get so many things for so little dollars.
You can buy everything in the store, and you're like, you leave, and it's like, that's going to be $16, sir. And I'm like, yes.
So he was going there with the goal of picking out a few new toys for himself. But as we were leaving, they had this big, like, springtime display up. And he immediately noticed that there were these, like, little garden stakes with little things on them. And he ended up picking one out for Sarah. Because I said to him, who do you know that really likes gnomes? And he said, Sarah. So then I presented
so
Sarah.
So you tell him about the members of the show? That's crazy. Yeah. Oh, okay, just you. Yes, okay, fair.
So I presented the gnome to Sarah last week, and I took a video of it. And then I showed that video to Barrett, and then I recorded his reaction.
Barrett, what video did we just watch? What did I give to Sarah?
I'm not telling.
But okay. He became so immediately, like, shy and embarrassed.
What, do you have, like, a flashlight in his face or something like that? You're interrogating the poor kid? I'm not diming it out, I swear.
But what did you think of the video? Did she seem happy?
Yes.
Do you think she's going to put that in her yard?
Yes.
Do you want to get a present for Danny and Steve next time?
Okay, what do you think the answer is going to be?
No!
No.
I'm not kidding, though. When I first showed him the video, he became so embarrassed that he ran to his room and, like, hid for a minute. Like, he was all Twitter-pated.
No.
I think he has a crush on you.
Oh!
Steve, he is a ladies' man. He's not a boys' boy.
He doesn't want to get down with the homies.
Right.
He wants to get down with the lady.
I honestly was, I mean, I love this gnome thing, but I was more excited that Barrett knew who I was.
Oh, yeah. And well, now you're just associated with any and all gnomes. It's fantastic.
Perfect.
The funny part was we were at the dollar store and I saw the exact gnome that you were talking, because I was like, oh, I should get that for Sarah. And I'm like, oh, crap. Barrett already beat me to it.
Yeah, he did.
So I didn't even think of paying the dollar, because at this point, it's just like, that just seems like I'm copying his idea.
Oh, well, yeah, you don't want to do that.
We went to the dollar store to get kites because it was very windy. So Tatum has a dollar store kite, $1.25. And that thing got wrecked in the windstorm. Like, it just hit some trees. It hit Mom, which I thought was hilarious. Mom, not so much. So finally, it's like, it's falling apart. I'm taping it together. I'm like, let's just get you a new one. We'll go to the dollar store. We'll buy you as many as you want. He's like, Daddy, can I get 7? I was like, sure. That's $7 and some change. We ended up buying 8. It was like $11.
How big are these?
But, you know, like, I'd say about like 2 to 3 feet.
All right.
Like, but they're very cheap. But, you know, Paw Patrol one, a Frozen one, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one. We got them all now.
Okay, I need to go back and get some kites.
We were all fired up because then we were like, let's get back and we'll use them. As soon as we pull into our driveway, it just starts dumping rain. So she hasn't had a chance to use them just yet.
Well, maybe today is the day. A Florida man is going viral for the most Florida thing ever. We're going to tell you about it during the Daily Migs download after AWOL Nation.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And look, it's our friend Ryan Castle. Hi. He's doing a cool dance.
Yeah.
Those moves are sick.
I felt the energy when I came in the room today. I was all just down and sullen. And as soon as I walked in here, it was like a ray of sunshine straight through my soul.
You're welcome.
We're just a perky bunch over here.
Just kidding.
Okay. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Hey, this is the most Florida story. I always love the stories that are happening in Florida that are so very Florida, because a Florida man is going viral because, well, he saw an alligator with a football in its mouth. And he came up with a plan to get it out of the gator's jaws. And here's the guy. His name is Rick, explaining what he wanted to do. And spoiler alert, his wife wasn't having it.
So I came over here. I thought perhaps I might have a little plan. If I could get close enough to it, I might be able to pop the football with a knife, deflate it, so the gator could then just spit it out and move on. But I tried to get close to him, and he just wouldn't let me anywhere close to him. So I told the wife about the plan, and she hated it.
No, sir.
So he was trying to save the gator. He just didn't need a football.
No.
Okay.
Unrelated?
That makes a little more sense.
The Seahawks just signed that alligator to a 4-year deal.
The Seattle Sounders and Charlotte FC played to a 2-2 draw in their season opener. It was pouring down rain at Lumen Field, right, Danny?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, the end of that game.
Ryan, did you go too?
I didn't. I made a rare wise decision and I stayed home and watched it on TV.
Did you run it by that Florida guy's wife? And she's like, I hate that idea.
This is a bad idea.
Now, because the second goal for Charlotte came in stoppage time, is that right?
Yeah,
and it was an own goal.
It was a what goal?
Own goal.
Own goal.
We did it to ourselves.
Oh, okay.
By accident.
I saw it in the story. I'm like, wait, the Sounders scored on themselves?
Yes,
but now
they did.
Okay.
Yes.
Jordan Morris, he did score twice for Seattle. That's a franchise record that he tied. He now has 68 career MLS goals for Seattle and is only 3 shy of Raul Ruiz Diaz's club record.
And 1 goal shy away from the nicest number.
That's true.
They should do a commemorative jersey.
Yeah.
Probably
the next game he'll get there.
Nice. Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 49 degrees. It's going to rain today. Oh, the Kraken lost yesterday. That shouldn't come as a big
thank
shock.
You.
Lost to Tampa Bay Lightning, who are red hot right now, so that's okay. They play again tomorrow. I think they're in St. Louis. That is the DMD. It's brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.